The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Hello, my name is Kenny Yee from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will share with you from the September 2016 issue of On Target's e-newsletter. I have a disability and I vote. Tell us why you vote. To encourage voters with disabilities to vote in November, Disability Rights NC is launching the I Have a Disability and I Vote campaign. Throughout September and October, we encourage people with disabilities to submit their photo along with their name and one or two sentences about why voting matters to them. We will publish entries on our Facebook page from now until Election Day. Send your submission to voting at disabilityrightsnc.org or post on Facebook or Twitter using hashtag AccessTheVoteNC. 2016 election important dates. November 8th is Election Day. October 14th is voter registration must be mailed or postmarked by this date. From October 20th to November 5th, one-stop same-day registration and early voting period. November 1st, Board of Elections must receive request for absentee ballots by 5 p.m. November 8th, absentee ballot must be received or postmarked by this date. The next article is titled, New Website Launched to Help Voters with Disabilities. The first step to exercising your rights is knowing your rights. That is why Disability Rights NC has launched a voter information website, AccessTheVoteNC.org. This disability-focused and accessible website will walk you through every step from registering to vote to casting your vote in person, from home, or from a facility. Not sure if you can vote? The website has an easy-to-follow checklist. Want to stay up to date on voting changes? Sign up to receive election alerts from us by email. Need to report a violation of your voting rights? Do that directly from the website. This year, vote as if your life depends on it, because it does. The next article is titled, In Memory of Dr. Charles Walker. It is with sadness that we report the death of Dr. Charles Walker, a member of our board of directors and a 2011 recipient of the Champions for Equality and Justice Award. Charles established himself as a role model for overcoming the challenges of blindness by first obtaining his GED and continuing his education through a doctorate program at NC State University. As a graduate student, he conducted a national study investigating the attitudes of counselors in graduate programs towards people with blindness. As an adjunct professor of counselor education, Charles included disability awareness components in his course curriculum. Charles served on the Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities and the Board of Directors for the Raleigh Lions Clinic for the Blind. He served on the Board of Directors for Disability Rights North Carolina for 5 years and was the Board Treasurer for the last 2 years. The next part is called Update on NC Voting Law. This year, more than many other years, all eyes are on the election process and who will show up to vote. In our country's last presidential election in 2012, 15.6 million people with disabilities voted nationwide. However, the voting rate of people with disabilities was about 5.7% lower than that of voters without disabilities. If people with disabilities had voted at the same rate as people without disabilities, there would have been approximately 3 million more voters with disabilities participating in the election. The difference in voting rates may be explained by the fact that voters with disabilities experience more difficulty accessing the polling sites and absentee voting process than voters without disabilities. 30.1% of voters with disabilities reported difficulties in 2012, compared to 8.4% of voters without disabilities. Further, almost one-third of voters with disabilities require assistance with voting. Lastly, voters with disabilities tend to vote at home, e.g. absentee, at a higher rate than voters without disabilities. Recent changes in the law. On July 29, 2016, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit struck down challenged provisions of North Carolina's 2013 voting law, resulting in five important changes. Number one, photo ID. In general, you do not have to show any photo identification to vote. However, there are some limited circumstances in which those registering or voting for the first time may have to show some form of identification. Number two, same-day registration. If you miss the October 14th deadline for registering to vote, you can register to vote and vote at the same time during the early voting period. Number 3. Out-of-precinct voting. If you show up to vote at the wrong precinct on election day, you can still vote as long as you are in the right county. Number 4. Early voting. The early voting period has been restored to 17 days, to begin on October 20th, 2016. Number 5. Pre-registration. 16 and 17-year-olds can pre-register to vote, even if they will not be 18 years old on election day. In North Carolina, individuals can vote by 1. Voting at your polling place on election day, inside or curbside. 2. Early voting in your county. Or 3. Voting absentee by mail. Voting at the polls. Some voters need assistance when they go to the polls. If you need assistance with voting because of your disability, you can have any person of your choice assist you when you go to vote. The only exception is that your employer or someone associated with your employer cannot assist you. Additionally, if the polling place is difficult to enter or reach due to age or disability, you can vote curbside, which allows you to vote from inside a vehicle. Curbside voting will be available at every polling place during the early voting period as well as on election day. Absentee voting by mail. Anyone, whether or not he or she has a disability, can vote absentee by mail from their home or residence. To vote by mail, there are a few steps. Number 1. Mail in an absentee ballot request form to your County Board of Elections office by November 1st. These request forms need to be received by 5 p.m. on November 1st. Absentee ballots will begin to be available on Friday, September 9th, 2016. Number 2. Fill out your absentee ballot in the presence of 2 witnesses or 1 notary public. Number 3. Return your ballot. Your absentee ballot must be returned in person or mailed, postmarked, to your County Board of Elections office by 5 p.m. on November 8, 2016, Election Day. If you live in a facility such as a nursing home or hospital, there are restrictions on who can serve as your witness. People who work at the facility cannot serve as your witnesses. You can arrange to have a multi-partisan assistance team, or MAT, come to your facility to assist you with casting your ballot and or serve as witnesses. To learn more information about MATs coming to your facility, call your County Board of Elections office for more information. You can find the phone number and address of your County Board of Elections office online at enr.ncsbe.gov/cbesearch. That's enr.ncsbe.gov/cbesearch. Most importantly, if you have any issues with voting during the early voting period or on election day, you can cast a provisional ballot. Report any difficulties you encounter to the State Board of Elections Office, 866-522-4723, to your County Board of Elections Office, to Election Protection, 866-687-8683, or to Disability Rights NC at 877-235-4210. For more information, visit our newly launched voting website, www.accessthevotenc.org. Finally, accepting applications for new board members. We have 2 vacancies on the Board of Directors of Disability Rights NC. If you are interested, please review this page of our website to see the requirements. You will need to submit an application. On Target eNews comes to you the first Tuesday of each month with updates on our clients, our organization, and our work. We also publish a full newsletter 3 times a year. We've run out of time for today's episode of On Target. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Kenny Yee for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.